there was a time in my life when I got married. You know, my family didn't want me to marry my husband. Hallelujah. So when I got married to him, my elder brother wasn't there because he felt that my husband doesn't have money. Hallelujah. But when I got married, my brother would come and be visiting me. I knew that he was coming to check because they didn't see me. They were thinking I would come home and come and say, we don't have food today. But they never saw me. So my brother would come with his Benz. He would drive to my house. I didn't have a car, not anything. He would come. He would sit down with this. He was looking everywhere to be sure. So that he would go and report to my father and say, maybe there is no chair in their house. There is nothing in their house. Men may not understand, but God knows where he's taking you to. When I was coming to this country, the first person, when I got into this country, the first person to call me was my elder brother. I said, you know that, I took care of you. Praise the Lord. And I laughed. I said, thank God. But it's late today. I would have been happy if he was alive. I am the kind of, I don't pray for my enemies to die. No. Let them be alive and see you. Because when they see where God has taken you to, I'm telling you, it's like fire burning them. Men may not understand how far you brought me.
They may not understand.
Status that, oh, look at this one. My village people, they will say, this one, you are marrying a nurse. Why? They don't know that even nurses have money in this country. They are hot cake everywhere in the world. Hallelujah. Why? God has a purpose for everyone. When God brings you up, God is taking you to a place where people will know that is God. That is not a man that he should lie. Because our life is in his hands. You know, we are just the clay. He molds us where he wants us to be. You might think that nobody knows you, but somebody knows you. Hallelujah. They might not know you in person, but they know, they've heard your name. Maybe somebody has said certain things about you. Hallelujah. In my village, they know my name and what I studied, but they don't know me personally. I didn't know they know me until when I entered the bus and taxi with somebody, and the person slept and hit me. I said, she said, sorry, I'm going to drop soon. I'm dropping. He called my village, Elume. And I said, that's my village. She now said, who are you? And I said, I'm Olojoba. He now said, are you the one that has scholarship? There's one Olojoba that has scholarship. He's in Uniben. He's reading so, so and so. I didn't say anything. I just looked. That somebody knows me. I don't know them. I don't know that person from nowhere. But she knows me, but she doesn't know me in person. Can you imagine? That means that the whole village know that my father has a daughter that is in university and she's reading a course and she has a scholarship. God will help us. Men may not understand how far he has brought us, but God knows. You might think that you're going through what no man has heard before. But God is taking you somewhere. We have a reason to thank him. Men may not understand how far you brought me, they may not understand. Thank you, Jesus. We just bless your name. Let's begin to worship him. The one that has power to change our lives. The one that has power to transform us. Hallelujah. There is none like him. There is none that can be compared to him. Thank you, Jesus. You know, Sister Elizabeth gave her testimony. Last Sunday, she was so... Was it last Sunday? 2 Sundays ago. But we did that, you know. We prayed. She didn't come out. She was supposed to come out, but she didn't come out. I called her. I said, what's going on? You were so moody throughout. But thank God that God has something prepared for her. But she didn't know. Hallelujah. I just want us to begin to worship God. Because God is a God of purpose. God is a God. He's not the author of confusion. Men may look at you and say, you cannot make it. Men may look at you and say, this one. But God is taking you somewhere. Because you have not gotten to that place where God is taking you to. That's why we must align ourselves with him. We must be in tune with him. The one that never fails. The one that when he opens doors, no man can shut. Let's begin to worship him. Thank you, Jesus. See how far you brought me. Ezebube, I'm so glad you found me worthy. I can tell, and I know it's your grace. All my days I will sing your praise. Ezebube, begin to thank him, the one that never fails. Hallelujah. The one that never fails. Thank you, Jesus. The one that is the only one that is worthy. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. Father, we give you glory. Thank you, Father, Lord. Because you have given us reason to thank you. You have given us reason to rejoice, oh Lord. We are not mourning here, Lord. We are thanking you for your grace that is sufficient. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, Lord, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for all you have been doing. You are worthy to be praised, Lord. You are worthy to be adored. You have been a faithful God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Let your name alone be glorified in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For the new beginning, for the new things that you are doing in our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this new month, Lord. Father, Lord, you say we should come unto you, all of us that are heavy laden, and you will give us rest. Father, give us rest on every side today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. At the end, let your name alone be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. And all the time. Amen. We can have our seat. Just, I want you to welcome three persons and say, you're welcome to the presence of God. Hallelujah. So you are all welcome in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. And all the time. Amen. So I want to thank every one of you for coming today. God bless you. Last Sunday, I saw a lot of people dancing. When we closed, they didn't want to go off again online. A lot of you didn't want to go. I said, let us dance now. Praise the Lord. You know, so I'm excited to see every one of you. And I know that this month is our month of new beginning. Hallelujah. The Lord will do great things. I thank God for those testimonies, and I'm believing God that we have more testimonies coming in the name of Jesus. Not just in this church, but in this community. Because we had our 3 days fasting, we have our 3 days prayer revival, you know, and we fasted concerning that. And I know that testimony we are bound in the name of Jesus. You know, so you're all welcome in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I welcome David. I'm seeing David. It's not my David, though. Hallelujah. Sister Faye Sola's son. Hallelujah. You know, he's a very good dancer. Hallelujah. Amen. So you're all welcome in Jesus' name. So a brand new beginning. It's a brand new beginning for us. It's a brand new beginning for our kids. It's a brand new beginning for the church in the name of Jesus. You know, I want us to understand that God knows our struggles and understands what we go through. Because our God is almighty. He can decide to give us a new beginning. You know, when we look at the book of Genesis 17, verse 1 to 5, which we are going to read, he called Abraham. He took him from his country where he was to a place where he is to give him as an inheritance. Hallelujah. Abraham was what? When he called Abraham, Abraham was 75 years old when God called Abraham. And the Bible says that when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. You know why he's able to do a new thing in our life, to give us a brand new beginning? Because he's the Almighty God. He said, I'm the Almighty. Walk before me and be thou word perfect. So God is tying something to that thing that he wants to do in our life. What is he saying? He said, walk before me and be thou word perfect. That means be committed to my word. Be obedient to my word. I remember Sister Blair during the Sunday school. Please, let's be coming for Sunday school so that we can learn. Hallelujah. You know, she said something about if God send you on errand and you don't go, that is a debt. It's disobedience. It's the truth. That was what Jonah faced. And a lot of us are like that. God has called you to do something. You are saying, you are giving excuses. You know, there are so many excuses why I can't come to church today. I have a lot of excuses. But when I looked at what God has done for me and where he brought me from, out of nothing. Hallelujah. Out of nothing, God turn things around for my good. And the Lord, same God, will turn things around for your good in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So he called Abraham, he took him, he said, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. Do you know one thing that baffled me concerning this thing that God is saying? In Genesis 15, 18, before we continue, can we open to Genesis 15, verse 18? There is something, because the truth about life is that the things that we are struggling to get, God has already given us. Do you know that? He has already given. He said, God told Abraham, he said, in the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, unto thy seed have I give. He didn't say, I shall give. Oh. He said, I have what? Given this land. The land that he brought him. He brought him from all to that land. He said, I have what? Giving this land to what? To thy seed. He didn't say, I am giving. Right? Are we reading? Can we read it together? In the same day, let's read it together. I want to go. In the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, unto thy seed have this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates. He said, I have given. That's what God says. Hallelujah. When God speaks, that means that everything, the victory that we need, the victory that we need, has already been what? Fought for. Hallelujah. So we are fighting a battle that is already won. Because God has a purpose. Hallelujah. God has a purpose. He has already given them, say, I have given them the same thing that Jesus Christ has already what? Paid. He has already delivered us and given us the victory so that we can tread upon serpents. We can drink poison to not hurt us. I'm not telling you go and drink poison. No. God is not leading you, praise the Lord. Don't be like the man that went into the lion's den when God did not tell him. And the lion ate him. That was in Nigeria a long time ago. I don't know if you guys heard that. You know, so God will help us in the name of Jesus. So he has already given them. That's why the word says, whatever you find your hands doing, he will do what? He will bless the labor of your hands. Hallelujah. He will bless what? The labor of your hands. That means when you labor as a child of God, God will give you what? Increase. Hallelujah. So let's go back. I want you to understand that God has already given them the land. But he knows why. He did not say, okay, Abraham, let's just continue there. There is a preparation for it. Even though he has given them, there's a preparation. Hallelujah. Some of us, if God has told us that you will be here, you say it's a lie. If a prophet told you, hallelujah. But God takes you. Some of us, we have gone through certain problems, but we have still arrived at where God is taking us. We have not arrived there because he's still taking us somewhere in the name of Jesus. Tell somebody, I have not arrived because God is taking me somewhere. Hallelujah. So let's go back to what we were reading before. You will see that God, we stopped at 3, right? It's an Abraham. Abraham fell on his face and God talked with him and saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abraham, but thy name shall be what? Abraham. God changed his name. When God wants to do a new thing, when God wants to give a brand new beginning, he changes your situation. He changed Abraham's name. Because there's a preparation for getting there. First, he said, walk before me and be thou what? Perfect. Walking before me is doing my will. Some of us, we don't want to do God's will, but we want the blessing. Hallelujah. We don't want to be committed to his word, but we want to enjoy the blessings. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, you must be committed to God's word. He changed his name. So the brand new beginning is what? Changing his name. He cannot have that name. Abraham. It's Abraham. Now, because he's going to be a father of what? Many nations. Hallelujah. Because he was not fruitful, but God changed his name to what? Fruitfulness. He changed his name. That is a brand new beginning. When a tree does not yield fruit, you put manure and everything, the plant begins to grow well and it starts what? It begins to do what? To produce fruits. You see the green leaves coming. Then you now begin to see the fruits coming, shooting forth. That's a brand new thing for that tree. Hallelujah. The same thing. I want us to pray that as many that have been in that situation for many, I don't know what situation you have been in, God can change your name. They've been calling you a name. Hallelujah. My brother said, I married a man that doesn't have money. Hallelujah. But God changed the story. He's the one that called me. Remember that I'm the one helping you. God have mercy. Even when my father was alive, he helped me through college, not you. But we thank God. A name. God can change your story. God can change your story. When men have written you off, when they are looking for a way to say, she's dying, oh. She's dying, that house that she is. I went to their house, nothing. They don't even have garri to drink. You know, praise the Lord. Even when he comes, it's not that he's going to bring anything, he'll just drive. He doesn't tell me, it's because, you know, in those days, we don't have phones like that. You just drive. I'll just see. I said, that's my brother. I'll just do that's him. Just say, my brother is here. You just come and sit down for a long time. Talking, looking at everywhere. Those days he came to my house. I had, this time I have a child. I have a Sosa. And he came. So I had I went to bring one of my cousins from village to help me out. And when my brother came to my house, saw that girl, he just said, who are you? And he told him that it's my uncle's daughter. And you are not waiting. My brother said, no, I'm going. I can't stay. I said, why? And I asked the girl, what did you tell him? He said, he was asking me who I was. So I told him. The next thing, my father called me and said, they want to kill you now. You have brought somebody from the village to come and kill you. Praise the Lord. My brother was looking for something and he saw something. And I had to take the girl. Because my father said, they want to kill you. If you don't send her, I'm going to fight with the father because they want to kill you. That's why they planted that girl. So God will help us in Jesus' name. But they did not kill me. I'm still alive. Praise the Lord. So God can change our story. The story that they want to hear about me, that's not what they will hear. The story that I cannot feed, I cannot do anything. Hallelujah. I trust God so much that my father knows that I will never come to his house and say, I don't have food though. Because I told him, I'm married. I've left the house. Because if I come, I'll be putting my husband down. They spoken that he doesn't have money and I'm coming to meet. Daddy, I don't have food. Can you give me some money? Or can I come and take some grocery? I trusted God, and God was able to provide for us. Hallelujah. God was able to provide. Because I trusted God so much. You hardly see me going out to tell somebody this and that. No. It's my neighbors that will come and meet me. How are you? You don't come out. I say, I'm not used to that kind of life. I prefer to pray at home. Praise the Lord. So God will help us in the name of Jesus. I don't know what you're going through, But I want you to, you, the only person you can hold on to is God. He said, Abraham, walk before me and be thou what? Perfect. The one that has the power to change his name from Abraham to what? Abraham. Do you know that when God told him that you are going to have a child, he laughed too. He laughed and said, it's not only Sarah that laughed, too. Abraham too laughed. And said, is it in my old age? Let's go, let's just read it quick. I know my time is up, but it's almost, you know. And I'll make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. Go ahead, please. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generation, for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee, and to thy seed after thee, the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan. He's telling me, God will give you the land. But he said, he told him before in 18 that we read, right? 15, 18, that I have given it to what? Your seed. Hallelujah. All the land of for an everlasting possession, and I will be their what? God. All these things that is happening in this Old Testament is something that is coming to life in New Testament. Jesus came to manifest this thing in our lives. Everything that he has said. Hallelujah. That's why David said, he said, I was young, but now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous beg for bread. Why? Because God is our supply, is our source. If God is my source, why should I just go and be crying, oh, this, when I know that the enemy is waiting to laugh at me? Hallelujah. He said, this is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and thy seed after the every man child among you shall be circumcised. So you guys know how, why circumcision? We started doing circumcision. Hallelujah. You know, some people will say, oh, it's the missionary that brought certain things. It's not the missionary that brought circumcision to Nigeria. That tells you that God knows Nigeria. We've been doing circumcision. Yes. This is the covenant that God made. So don't think that you are God. We are in, God knows us. Wherever you are, even if your village name is not in the map, God knows you. That is the truth. The one that called the things that be not into being. Abraham was faithful. He was a man that was faithful to his wife. The wife too holds him, respects him. Men, hear this. Can God trust you as he trusts Abraham? That even without, he didn't have a child. He didn't have a child. He did not say, oh, let me go and marry the maid. No, it was Sarah that told him to do it, that he did it. Some of us, when our wives, we get married, we don't have children on time, we ask. What's going on? We don't want two men in this house. Hallelujah. But Abraham held on. I think God singled him out because of his heart. And Sarah too, she was dedicated to the husband. The husband respected her. She honored her husband respects her. And she respects her husband too. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead, please. God is a God of plan and purpose. God is a God that he has planned our life. He said, I've given you the land. I've given your children the land. All this one that we are struggling, you know, we are laboring because he said he will bless what? The labor of our hands. The Bible says he's the one that giveth power to do what? To make wealth. Some of us think that it's by our own strength that we are doing what we are doing. No. Hallelujah. If God gives me one thing now that I cannot walk, how am I going to go to work? How am I going to drive? In my own kind of job, If I don't drive, I cannot, they won't even hire me in the first place. Hallelujah. What will happen to me? I will lose my job. But it's God that is giving me the enablement to do what I do. It's God that is giving you that power, even what you are doing. Sometimes we don't even know what to do. He sends the helper of our destiny to locate us. The way he singled Abraham. He singled Abraham. Abraham wasn't the only man on earth. Abraham was not the only son of his father. But God singled him out. Singled himself and the wife. And God blessed them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't want to single. Who is putting that? Hallelujah. Amen. So let's go back and see God change his name. There are things I want you to understand that God changed his name. God made him fruitful. Go to 12. Let's read from 12. God made him fruitful. From that moment that God spoke to him, more than what? He was 75. At 99, God blessed him. At 100 years, at 85, God blessed him with a son from Hagar. But he said, no, your own. Your wife that you married will give birth. Hallelujah. Go to 13, please. He that is born in thy house and he that is bought with thy money must need to be circumcised. Go to 15. Hallelujah. And God said unto Abraham, as for Sarah thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarah, but Sarah shall her name be. God changed her name too. Let's rise on our feet. The Lord will change your name and change your story. But we must be what? Diligent. Diligent. Go to 16. We must be diligent. I want us to open our mouth and pray that Father, because today is the first day in the month of February, a new month that we are entering. You want to begin to talk to God. In what way do you want God to change your story? In what way do you want God to do something new? In what way do you want God to take you to a new beginning? That old thing, you want to forget it, Lord. Father, Lord, open a new chapter for me. Begin to open your mouth and pray. Begin to open your mouth and pray. There is nothing that God cannot do. There is nothing that God cannot do. I'm believing that God will change our story in the church. Hallelujah. God will change our story in the name of Jesus. We want to dedicate children. We want to give out our children in marriage. Let's begin to pray. God will change our story. God will change our story in the name of Jesus. Makrotoseke, begin to open your mouth and pray. Ah, makatata. He will do more than we can testify. He will do more than we can even say or think. The God that is able, he said, I am the Almighty. Walk before me and be thou perfect, and I will open windows for you. That is what the Lord is saying concerning you, concerning me. The one that started a new thing in our life. The one that is giving us a brand new beginning. That all things are passed away. That name that they were calling us before, he said, it is past. It is past. I am the God that calleth the things that be not into being. It does not matter how it is. Hallelujah. You know that sometimes some of us, we are looking for jobs. Some of us, we are looking for certain things, promotions. Some of us, we are looking to pass some exam. There are so many things that we are believing God for. But I'm telling you, sometimes the person that you do not know is who God will use. Hallelujah. God will call, you know, the help of your, they will locate you. Hallelujah. The help of your destiny will locate you. Because it's God. You don't need to know somebody. You don't need to know anybody. Hallelujah. The one that called the things that be not into being. Hallelujah. I don't need to know the president to get into some places. Because God can call. I'm telling you, God. When my children entered Spence and into school then, one was in Esosa was in boarding school when she was 9, and Tunsa entered a school, Spence in Manhattan. I'm telling you, when I first came to the country, I would be asked, somebody to ask now and see, there are some schools that you have to go. I said, when I asked one sister that would go to the session, she tell me, I don't know, this, that, she would say, I say, okay, it is well. Me, I just forgot, because asking, I'm not getting the thing. I just, let me forget, God will help me. We're in this country. God will help us. It was the school that she was in, PS what, 78. And the teacher told me, he said, this is your children, they are not supposed to be in this school. You know, look at what you are going to do. Then I took them to the program. From there, it was only even a social that they were thinking of. When my husband went, took a social to the program, they now said that this one too can go to any another school. Took a Tunsa. God can open doors. I don't know the teacher for one. I don't know the teacher. He doesn't know us. There's nothing that God cannot do. When God wants to lift you up, when God wants to direct your path, he will cause your lines to fall in pleasant places. The people that you do not know, he will call them to locate you. Begin to talk to God. Where, in what area do you need God? Don't depend on any man, because man will fail. That person that you are thinking that is the only door, he will fail. Do not put your eggs in one basket. Talk to God and say, Father, help me. Direct my path. Direct my path. They might say, oh, people don't get it like this. You will get it. Because it's God, the God that you serve diligently. The God that never fails. That's why you must be diligent. You must be diligent in serving God. He told, walk before me and be thou perfect. In that verse 43, that my husband read, he said, you will forget about the old things. All things are passed away. Behold, all things will become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Begin to talk to God, because you do not know. There's a song that says, you may not know how, you may not know when. He will do it again. Do not trust in man. God will not fail you. Hallelujah. You might not have now, doesn't mean that it's the end. God is taking you somewhere. God is taking you somewhere, but you must be diligent. You must be committed to his word. Abraham was a man of integrity, and God is looking for people that are, you know, serving him, that loves him the way he loves us, because he has already paid the price for us. You know, everything that happened in the Old Testament is to showcase what is going to happen in the New Testament. He told Abraham in 15 verse 18, he said, I've given it to your seed. And Jesus came. He said what? He has made a way for us. Hallelujah. Begin to talk to God. He changed the name of Abraham to Abraham. What can he not do? He changed the name of Sarai to Sarah. The one that can change our name. He changed his name. People were calling him Abraham, Abraham. But now he became what? Fruitful. Somebody that was what? Fruitless. Somebody that did not have hope of having. He did not have hope of having a child again. He did not have hope. Have you lost hope? God can restore you. Only believe. All things are what? Possible through him. All things are possible. Begin to talk to God. There is no impossibility with him. There is nothing impossible with our God. Hallelujah. There is nothing. I told you of that child that the parents keep talking. The parents are Christian. They keep talking to the child. You cannot do this kind of job. How can you be a child? Even if you are not a Christian self, nobody will allow the child to go and be a stripper in the club. Hallelujah. These parents, they've prayed and prayed. Praise God. But it, came to one day that God told a pastor, go into that club. If God did not send you to go evangelize in the club, don't go there before they will cajole you. If you are not spiritually strong, don't go. But this man of God went there. And when he went, the girl was about to strip. They were hailing, you know, they said they will be hailing. And the man of God entered and said, Jesus loves you. He loves you more than you can even think or imagine. And she stopped. You know, as the man finished talking, he went out because God didn't tell him to stay there. He went to do what God asked him to do. Go and do what God asked you to do. Don't go out there and before you know, you'll be taking beer. Or you go and start watching. God will help us in Jesus' name. The man left. And the girl stopped. And she ran out to meet the man. She was able to catch up with the man. And he said, what did you say? He said, I just said Jesus loves you. That's what God asked me to come and tell. He said, nobody has told me that somebody loved me before. And the one that the parents have been saying, she has not been hearing. The parents have been telling her for ages. But she never heard that until God sent this man. Hallelujah. So God will do it for you in the name of Jesus. God will do it. Begin to open your mouth and pray. I want you to talk to God. This is our day of thanksgiving, of thanking him. I want you to thank him. Talk to God and say, Father, I thank you for where I am now. I thank you for where you brought me from. I thank you for where you are taking me to. Because where you are taking me to is greater than where you brought me from. Because it's a new beginning, a new thing that will happen. The one Abraham has never bought, each time he's buying that pastor, he's buying it for his people that are staying with him. But this time he went out to buy. The wife had to napkin. That's why Agar's son said, old woman, you know how to do this one too. God will surprise us in the name of Jesus. Begin to talk to God. Begin to talk to God. Begin to talk to the one that has the power to change. He gave hope to Abraham. He made Abraham know that, look, you are going to be fruitful. Forget about the one that you have not been fruitful. Forget about the fact that your wife is old. No, that doesn't determine what I can do. That doesn't change what I can do. That doesn't limit what I can do. Because I am the Almighty God. All you need to do is to hearken unto my word. All you need to do is to hearken unto my voice. I am the one that will change the state. I am the one that will change that situation. I am the one that will give hope to the hopeless. I am the one that will give life to that dead situation. I am the one that will change your story. It does not matter how it has been. It does not matter what people are calling you. It's that proverb we seize. That proverb we seize in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, we bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. We ascribe all greatness to you, God, our rock, for your work is perfect and all your ways are just. Let's begin to thank him. Let's begin to thank him. The one that never fails. The one that never sleeps nor slumber. He's been a faithful God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I am that I am. Our rock of ages. Our balm in Gilead. Thank you, Jesus. I want to pray for us today that that name that you have been called, that is not of you, that name that lowers your destiny, that name that brings shame to you, that it will cease in the name of Jesus. The Lord will turn it around for your good in the name of Jesus. The one that says in Psalm 50 verse 15, say, call upon me in the day of trouble and I will deliver you. And you shall glorify me. so shall it be concerning us in the name of Jesus. Because he's God, because he never fails, because he never sleeps nor slumber. He's been a faithful God. Father, we thank you. Let's begin to thank him. Let's give him all the glory. We want to begin to pray for ourselves that this month will be a month of new beginning. The Lord will do new thing. The Lord will do a great thing. That hears that hear it, they will know that indeed we serve a mighty God, the one that never fails, the one that never sees nor slumber concerning us. We want to continue to pray for our children, that our children shall be great, our children shall be mighty. In the name of Jesus, makroto seketete rakata seke. He's the one that says that we will not be ashamed. We will not know shame. That he's going to open rivers for us, even in the desert. In fact, he will make a way, because he made a way for Abraham to be fruitful. He made a way for Abraham to inherit a land that is a stranger in. Father, in the name of Jesus, we have come to this land to inherit. Though I don't know about you. Hallelujah. Our children shall be on top in the name and not beneath in the name of Jesus. We want to pray concerning our children in the name of Jesus. We pray against spirit of stubbornness. Let's begin to pray for our children. We pray against spirit of stubbornness in their lives in the name of Jesus. Every voice that is speaking negative things into their life, Father, silence such voice in the name of Jesus. Father, we soak all our children in the blood of Jesus. The gates of hell shall not prevail against them in the name of Jesus. As many things that we are believing you for, Father, let it be a new beginning of relationship with our kids, a new beginning, oh Lord, of anointing upon their lives in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we pray, oh Lord, for new miracles. We pray, Lord, for the testimony of goodness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We bless your name, oh Lord. We pray, oh Lord, that today, oh Lord, marks a new beginning in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, even as we are starting the fasting, we have started the fasting in the name of Jesus. Father, testimony will arise in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This month, oh Lord, we will not weep. This month, oh Lord, we will not have any cause, oh Lord, to be in the hospital. In the name of Jesus. Accident will not find us. In the name of Jesus. Spoilers of destiny will not locate us. They will not locate our children. In the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we pray, Lord, in this community, Lord, they will acknowledge you as God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. And all the time. So God bless you all, oh, in Jesus' name. Oh. Those of you that, you know, he called Abraham, said, "Be thou walk before me and be thou perfect." Oh. So if you are in the church, you don't have any department, come and see me before you leave. Oh. You have to start functioning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come and see me, because we need people in different departments. So that's the way you will grow in the